This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It is slick in certain areas this morning. A lot of places. In fact, I think there's some delays with the schools and a lot of things going on this morning. Snow fell yesterday. Was that predicted?
Yeah.
Was it in the forecast?
Mm-hmm.
We got about 5 inches at my house.
Yeah.
Got a lot of snow.
It's it's the most wonderful time of the year. I love it.
Yeah, it's slick.
I love it because everybody has their Christmas lights out and it just makes it look spectacular.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, you guys are talking about Christmas movies?
Dude, I'm so excited for Saturday.
Why?
And I invited you.
What's Saturday?
Did you get the invite? I made it by hand out of construction paper and a doily.
No, I didn't get a doily.
Oh yeah, I handmade invitations. I used doilies and I took some red construction paper and I made little, you know, and then the doily I cut and I made it into a snowflake and it said you are invited to my house on Saturday.
You're kidding?
No.
How was it supposed to be delivered?
Well, Santa was going to deliver it.
Well, that schmuck missed my house.
Well, yeah, well,
because I haven't seen the invite.
Yeah.
What's going on at your house?
Well, Saturday is the premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark movie.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah. And I was inviting everybody over to watch
it. You're throwing the party.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be there. This is as good as the So if I don't get the invitation, I'm not invited.
No, you're still invited. I didn't get your RSVP, but
yeah.
Saturday is the big premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie. You know, loosely based on the love that Taylor has. Isn't it supposed to be like that?
It's Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh my God, man,
I will be there. You know me, I'm the doctor of love, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't wait for that. Do I need to bring anything like eggnog or anything?
Anything like Christmassy, like, you know, those little puffs that are made out of white powdered sugar? Yeah, bring those.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious. Yeah.
I'll have to work on my puffs.
Yeah.
I've never made the puffs before.
Speaking of which, today is our neighborhood brunch.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood brunch with some of the girls.
Yeah.
And my friend, she brings this thing that she... Kelly, no, I love you, and you know you're one of my bestest friends.
No.
She's one of the woo girls.
Yeah.
But she brings proudly, I mean proudly, a tater tot casserole.
Yeah, I heard you mentioned that off air. Have you ever eaten it?
No, God, no.
You've never touched it?
No, and she's super clean. It's not because like I feel like she scratches her butt or anything like that.
Right.
She's like super clean, meticulous. Yeah. Her house is spotless. She has three littles. Like she's like... buttoned up. She's the girl that when she goes somewhere, she writes down all her outfits.
Yeah, scratching the butt might make it more delicious, actually.
It needs
might
something.
Add to it. Might be an extra spice that it needs. Hey, I've never had it before, but I've seen it. I had someone once bring it to a dinner. It looks disgusting. I just don't understand. Who came up with the recipe? Tater tot?
Yeah,
casserole?
We make it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, at least probably like... 5 times a year or something.
Do you know
like that.
What's in it?
Yeah. So it's got corn, you got bacon, you've got any type of meat you want to put in it, like just, you know, ground up beef or whatever. And then it's tater tots and cheese, But so the key is you got to cook the tater tots. You got to leave it in the oven and make sure that they're really crispy. That's the key to it because you don't want like...
It's. I mean, to me, it looks mushy.
Oh, but you make sure that the tater tots aren't mushy. That's the key to it. They got to be crispy on top.
Yeah,
I think it's delicious. But really? We make it a lot, yeah.
It feels like that eventually they're going to get mushy.
Yeah.
One way or the other, because you're adding all the other ingredients to it and you're recooking it in a casserole. It's got to loosen up a bit.
It's kind of like cereal. You got to eat it fast.
No.
Cereal gets mushy.
Yeah. I mean, it gets mushy as it cooks.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Not if you could. You gotta crisp up the top layer of the tater
tot. She walks in like Betty Crocker. Like, she like wants us all to go, no, you brought the tater tot casserole? Like, everybody brings food, right? Well, I don't. I'm bringing three bottles of Bailey's. But anyway, I got different flavors, so that was nice. I got peppermint. Yeah. You know they make chocolate?
No.
Yeah, they make Bailey's and chocolate. Yeah.
No, I got s'mores the other day.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah, it was good.
My son and I share my American Express account, and he calls me and goes, why did you spend $127 at the liquor store?
Yeah, you live alone.
I know. He's like, what's going on, Mom? Yeah, are you okay?
Do I need to?
Yeah, Mom, do we need an intervention? Do I need to fly in and bring the fridge? Yeah. I got to tell you, I've had one of those interventions before. They're not fun.
They're not fun.
When you walk out of your room, it's crazy. Yeah, I walked out of my room. I'm asleep, right? Uh-huh. Hungover is a better word for it. Still drunk might be even a better word for it. And get out of bed. You walk into the living room, and you're probably still in your underwear at the time, right? Because, hey, somebody's here. So you walk out, and there's a room full of people.
Wait, this is a real story?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yes, my God. Jamie, this is a real story.
What the hell?
Yes.
I went from Hallmark to this? You're a different Hallmark movie.
People all over the country have flown in.
Oh.
And they're sitting around in a circle in your house. What? You're like, what the hell are you guys doing here? Is it my birthday or something?
What do we name your Hallmark movie?
I guarantee you'd get a lot of views. It was edgy. It was edgy.
It was edgy.
There's a movie that people are talking about, too, called, have you seen Claws? It's just spelled with a K.
Hasn't that been a movie for a while?
Yeah, 2019 it came out. But they're saying, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's becoming the number one viewed Christmas movie.
I get them all mixed up. I don't remember which one
it's
that
on
one
Netflix.
Is. Who is it star?
Let's see here. It stars. It does say on here. Norm MacDonald does one of the voices. It's animated.
Oh, it's animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're calling it probably the best Christmas film in the past 30 years.
I'll have to check it out. I love Christmas movies. I mean, I like literally love them. Although, I was telling them yesterday, and I guess my lights are too bright.
In the neighborhood?
You remember the Christmas...
Vacation.
Is it vacation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember those people, they have the Porsche, and they're up, and they're like trying to go to bed. It's a lady from Seinfeld, Elaine or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to go to sleep, and the lights just come through their house.
They got their shutters closed, but it's still coming through.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Christina and Eric.
What lights?
It's like daylight
what
out there.
Lights do you have that are that bright?
Oh, they are awesome.
Everything in your house?
Yeah. Well, I bought all those trees, those LED trees. They're like $179.
I remember those last year, yeah.
Yeah, and I bought 14 of them.
I didn't know you bought 14 of those.
I have 14, and they are so bright.
Is there in the yard?
Yeah, there's 14 of them.
Did you get a notice? Did somebody write you a note or something?
I noticed. So I know I love them. They're my favorite neighbors on the planet. But every single shade is drawn.
Yeah.
They used to look out over the ravine. You know, they could see outside the snow and stuff. I noticed they're really tightly.
They've actually boarded up the windows.
Yeah, they've shuttered in. Like, yeah, they're kind of bright. I'll bring in one of the trees. They're really beautiful. I highly recommend them.
Yeah,
if you can't see.
They twinkle,
really.
Too. Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in our neighborhood.
See
I'd like to see a picture of it.
Sure,
maybe
sure.
It's something I could put out there. Because I've got five blow-ups in my front yard.
Yeah.
And two are just completely destroyed.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the snow took them down. Mm. I noticed it this
weighted
morning.
Down,
yeah, it looks like a pile in a football game out there.
One of my trees did fall over from the snow, but that's it. Oh, look.
Oh, geez, those are bright.
I told you.
How the hell do you sleep at night?
Yeah, those
are. They do pop through.
I mean, they've
got
to pop through your house more so. Holy cow.
And that's just one side of the house.
Are they allowed to sell those? That's like a spotlight.
And you know what's funny? You should see the wiring for them. And they get really hot. And I was like,
the wires do?
Oh, yeah. And so I had to put a baking tray underneath them. So they don't catch the stuff that you put on your lawn. What is that stuff around the trees? So they don't catch that on fire.
Oh, like the bark and stuff?
Yeah. So I put them on pie pans.
That must be awesome during the day.
Well, they're hidden.
You've got the brightest house in the neighborhood.
Oh, it's bright. Yeah, it's very bright.
Yeah, it's very Christmas.
It's kind of pretty.
Now, today when you do your... So everybody brings a meal, something to eat for the luncheon?
The brunch? Yeah. Like I said, I'm just bringing 3 bottles of liquor.
Yeah. Well, you're the liquor girl.
Can I just say, I said to my son, when he's like, Mom, why'd you spend $127 at the liquor store? Like, should I come home now? And I was like, hey... I'm the mom. I can spend whatever I want.
Don't be parenting me.
Yeah. Why is he going through the bank account to see what you spend at the liquor store?
Exactly. Because I made a mistake because he has his own card. And so I want to see his, but I can't figure out how to separate ours. So even though he has his own card and he pays his own card, I somehow have them combined on one thing.
He can see the account.
Even though he pays his own, I can see mine and his, and I don't know how to get out. I don't know. And he won't help.
I love that he's worried about you.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
$127, Bob, you're alone. What's going on here?
I know, come on.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got to remind you that the Mega Millions tonight is worth a lot of money. We're talking over $600 million you could win. Woo. What a holiday gift that would be.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Woo. I saw where the guy got caught, the guy that shot that CEO.
Dude, I went into the rabbit hole with that guy.
You did?
Yeah, there's a lot.
What did you find out?
Do you have a news story?
I do have a news story capture itself.
You play that, and then I'll tell you what I found out.
All right.
In the brazen ambush murder of a health insurance CEO on a sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan, the search came to an end at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, where someone recognized the widely publicized face of the accused killer and called police.
Tonight, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione is charged with murder in the slaying of CEO Brian Thompson. Police say they found a gun and a mask linking Mangione to the ambush slaying, as well as a 3-page document with writings suggesting that Mangione had ill will toward corporate America.
I've got a few things that I've seen that's confusing too, but go ahead. Well, what have you learned with this guy?
He was brilliant.
I heard he was very smart. I did hear that.
He was the valedictorian at his private school. High school was $36,000 a year. And then he went to Penn. He went to Penn State. He was in computer analytics, I think, or computer science. And then he worked at Stanford as a counselor for like kids that were smart kids are. And so he worked at Stanford too. And then he had back surgery. And he had 3 screws in his back, supposedly.
I saw that from a surfing accident, right?
Right. And after that, his whole life turned upside down.
Okay. And did he have a problem with the health insurance?
Yeah, I guess so.
They didn't pay or something?
They didn't really say, but they said it started then. And I'm wondering if he became addicted to like Oxycontin or something like that.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know if he's mad at him about that or if he was denied. But something happened and they said he just completely... went off the rails after his... the screws are crazy.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Now, his family is wealthy, right?
They must be if they can afford $36,000
I hear they own a resort. They own some hotel chains. They own a golf course. They own all kinds of stuff. They're very, very wealthy in the Baltimore area, I think it is. But I've been seeing online where people are supporting this guy.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, he did a terrible act here. And for some reason, people are kind of getting his back on. And even Burger King yesterday, because he was arrested at a McDonald's.
That was a joke.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that's
Burger
King didn't actually tweet that.
Well, it's got their, you know, you can't tell with the internet or anything, but I saw that tweet and I thought, they wouldn't do that, would they?
No.
They put out like, at Burger King, we don't snitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can't understand why people are supporting this guy.
I hated that I just chuckled, but I did.
It's pretty funny.
At Burger King, we're not a snitch.
It would go viral.
I know, but they can't do that in corporate America.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
This guy had the world in front of him. as far, I mean, he was brilliant according to the sources, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he lived in Hawaii,
IQ.
I think it was the last place he lived.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was arrested. He was at a McDonald's, and I guess he went up to order, and somebody recognized him and told somebody behind the counter that, hey, I think that's him. Yep. And they called the police, and sure enough, he had everything on him. He had the gun. He had the manifesto. He had everything on him.
Yeah.
And busted.
Something went wrong. I mean, for him to scribble that on the bullets, and he wanted those bullets seen. And that's the thing with him. I think
what did he scribble on the bullets?
From that movie. It was a Netflix movie about insurance people.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A book, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Like deny...
Deny, dispose, and claim. It's how they the insurance companies work, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
So he put those on the bullets, and even after the guy was... Oh, I'm sorry, just watch the truck just totally go sideways.
Be careful. It's slick.
Sorry.
Be careful.
I'm sorry, that was weird. I was just like watching a guy wreck out our windows.
I saw a guy this morning coming up C-470.
Yeah.
He started to slide. And I'm about to pass him. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. No, don't. He got control of it. But I'm panicking. Oh, no. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Squirrel.
Well, the bottom line is this guy's caught. He had a vengeance, obviously, against the healthcare system. And he just went to extremes.
Crazy. It'll be interesting. I mean, people already want a movie made about it. I mean, this is... People are angry about the insurance.
They already suggested like a character to person to play him,
Franco,
an actor.
Or whatever.
Everyone seems more mad that he got caught than what he did.
I don't understand it.
You know, I told you this, and I'll just take it a little bit into the healthcare system. Back in the day when I was married to somebody that was a surgeon, and my ex-husband could only call, let's say, Aetna, all right? I'm just making a name. But he could only call on behalf of his patients twice a year and go and fight for them. And if he called more than for two patients a year, they dropped him from the insurance plan.
Yeah.
He's in private practice. He can't survive if he's not on these insurance plans. But they would say to him, well, you know what? You can't go to bat for any more patients. You get two a year.
See, that's messed up.
Isn't it?
That is.
And they'd be like, sorry, that's cosmetic. And he'd be like, they can't walk. It's not cosmetic. And they're like, you hit your quota for going to fight for patients' rights. And so we're going to have to drop you from. And again, it wasn't Aetna. I'm just making up a name.
My wife works at a hospital. And she deals with insurance companies all the time. And she says there are layers in the healthcare system that are so frustrating and unfair.
Yeah.
So unfair. And this kid obviously had found those unfair or what he thought
Whatever
was. And he acted upon it with the CEO of the healthcare system. And finally, he's caught. I mean, it's nothing to rave about that he did this. I mean, it's a hideous act that he did.
He could have done something different.
Yeah. I mean there's a better way to protest it.
Yeah,
you cannot kill somebody on the street in cold blood.
And no matter, I mean, the guy is still a dad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the whole thing is sad.
It is sad. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw over the past few days that we've become a finalist here for Denver for the Gay Games.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for the Heisman Trophy.
No. Well, that too. Yeah. Travis Hunter, right?
Yeah, sure was.
He's a finalist, but we also have the Gay Games that possibly could be coming here.
I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, we were up for it, and Governor Polis says, I think we're top three right now.
Did we get the film festival? Remember, we were going to get that too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen a follow-up on that.
Yeah. Me either. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the good news, I guess, that we get to. We're finalists.
We're finalists.
So it could be named.
But now, what does that entail?
Here's a promo for it. Okay.
We're bigger out west. Ready to make this the biggest gay games ever.
Woo-hoo!
We're ready to amplify our message of diversity and inclusion and share our attitude of acceptance with everyone. And we're ready to ensure that the Gay Games 2030 has more younger participants than ever before.
Together, I don't know. I don't know. What about the old people?
What if you're 80? They don't want you? They don't want you in the Gay Games?
And what do you do at the Gay Games?
That's what I was
Track and field? What are we doing here?
What
do we do? I mean...
My thoughts are like dirty, like pickleball. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah. I was going to use pole vaulting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's solid. But that still feels rude.
All right. Fidel also grabbed the announcement. Denver, top three.
Without further ado, I am thrilled and excited to announce that Denver is a finalist city on
Gay Games. I don't know when they are, though. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a guessing summer.
Well, it said like, what, 2030, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what year. Did it say in the promo?
I thought it did.
Yeah, maybe maybe so. Yeah. 2030?
Yeah.
That's 6 years down the road. What the hell?
Yeah, 2030.
It's
yeah.
got to be in the summer. You can't wear the short shorts in weather like this.
No.
No, you can't.
Although I was telling them yesterday, I'm really into this Harvard guy. This guy that has defied aging, right? I'm really into him because now he's doing public talks and all this stuff. He's from Harvard. He's from the genealogy, whatever he is, but he spends $1 million a year on his health, right? And one of the things that he said is that we are too comfortable with our thermostats and we need to stay cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's I mean, I do sleep better when I'm a little
bit
cold.
He said to sleep when you're cold, that your sleep will be better if you're cold because your body goes into a fight mode. And so it's like trying to stay warm, right? You obviously burn off more calories. It says, but then it really activates everything in your body to survive. Like every single cell and everything that it's great for you to be cold.
Yeah. I don't like fight mode.
It's not your friend.
Yeah. By the way, that reminds me, I had a confrontation out in Hawaii.
You did?
Here's what I don't like. When Ralphie was little, did you ever have a complete stranger kind of tell your kid what he could or couldn't do?
Yes.
That tried to do something. Is that the most irritating thing there is as a parent?
Well, it doesn't happen. You have to go after them.
You do. Yeah. You do. So we're out on this patio, right? And Frog is shaking one of those umbrellas, okay? And I'm like, dude, stop. This guy that's liquored up, okay? And that's fine. I mean, you're in Hawaii, no big deal, right? The guy goes, no, no, no. You can do that. You can do that. You're not hurting anything.
Oh, I like that guy. I like that guy. My friend, okay. So I like him because he's older. I got that done to me a lot by older people.
What do you mean? You like that guy?
I do like that guy because they're telling us, like, listen. Here, okay, so my neighbor was older than me. And he moved away. But he used to be like, it's fine. He's fine. Someday they're going to grow up. And guess what? This moment was fine. Because I flipped out. My son dropped the pasta sauce. Yeah. He was like 8. Right. And I freaked out on him. And my neighbor's like, was standing there watering. And he's like, it's fine.
It's like the life experience. like you're freaking out about it now, but it's the end game. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Like I thought you were like somebody was correcting you and saying he should not be doing that, but he was telling you like calm your ass down.
No. But he was rocking this umbrella. It's a big umbrella. This thing could have fallen out of the little holder it was in. I looked at the guy and I said, no, he can't do that. I'm his dad. You're not. He can't be shaking that. It could fall over on somebody.
But I thought it was somebody like telling your kid, don't do that. But he's telling you, like, calm your ass down.
He's intervening. And I mean, he's
defending your kid is actually what
happened. Right. That's what he was doing.
Because
irritated me.
Older people do that a lot. I find myself kind of even doing it. Like, if Carson says something about his daughter, whatever, I'm like, it's fine. Let her, do that.
But
like,
it seems to me in the moment, like it's a big deal.
Exactly.
Well, and I'm that parent when it comes to Lisa and I. I'm that parent that actually takes the kid's side. Okay. She's more strict than I am about it. It's just this was in a situation where it could have hurt somebody if it had fallen.
Like my kid and I were sitting in their yard and over at the neighbor's and he had just put down new sod and my kid was like breaking it off and I was like, dude, they just put down new sod. That's expensive. And he's like, oh my God, he's fine. And I was like, okay, it's your sod. Yeah.
Well, it's your sod,
it's your sod, sir. Whatever.
All right, we'll get to Tableau Trash. It's coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If you want to follow that guy that I was talking about, the guy that's from Harvard that Thanks, by the way, Spadil, for pulling that up. David Sinclair is his name. Again, it's David Sinclair. He's a Harvard Medical School genetics professor and anti-aging researcher who studies how life really affects your aging. Yesterday, I told you about how he told you about sleeping. It's so important. And then I was waking up all night like, you're aging! every time I wake up in the middle of the night, oh my God, go back to sleep, you're aging, you're aging, you're aging. And then one of the other ones yeah. is you need to be cold, the most you can be cold, like wear everything cold, that we're too comfortable here in Colorado, especially we turn up the heat and
yeah.
it just makes us fat and
I
lazy.
Don't like it cool in the house. Yeah, I do in the summer, obviously, but right. not in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. So he said, live cold. The other thing he said, don't drink red wine, but instead buy the extracts from red wine because the benefits for them are amazing, not the alcohol part. So, of course, I went online and bought all that. Yeah.
I feel like with this guy, that his regimen, I think you have to do the whole thing. You can't just pick and choose. Like, you know, that's going to affect the aging. You know what I mean? Because he's got this really, I mean, his routine is like really in depth.
He has like a whole team, too.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Well, he spends $1 million a year. But he believes in supplements. He said you don't pee him out. Some of them you lose, but he really believes in all these supplements. Vitamin D, for example, especially, you know, when we're in the snow and all that stuff. And leafy vegetables. Green leafy vegetables was his big thing, too. In the meantime, though, I want to tell you, I have been flagged by Facebook for being a serial killer.
No kidding.
What? Yeah, let me read you this. Your comments have gone against our community standards on violence and incitement.
What'd you do?
Your comments are similar to content that we've removed for going against our community standards. You can delete it now to avoid potential account restrictions. Well, I went ahead and posted it.
The warning?
Yeah. No, I went ahead and posted what I was going for. They told me to remove it.
Oh.
But I didn't.
Oh. What did you comment on or post?
I said, Sarah, I'm going to cut your bangs when you're sleeping.
Oh. What a threat.
I know. Against all community standards.
They flagged you
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, look at that.
You're kidding.
I'm going to cut
Don't they have
bangs.
Bigger issues on there?
Apparently not.
I mean, come on.
You can sell puppies that don't exist. And, you know, concert tickets that don't exist. But if you tell Sarah you're going to cut her bangs while she's sleeping.
Maybe.
Community standards.
Maybe those content people don't know what bangs are. They think it's like a blood you know, vein or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Wow.
That's harsh.
It was, right? Jeez. Everybody's very excited about Jamie Foxx's quote, what had happened was. It comes out on Netflix today, and people are saying, you know, because they couldn't take their phones or anything, and comedians were kind of saying, dude, he's talking about Diddy and how Diddy drugged him. I don't know if it's true or not, but it does come out today, and everybody's really excited about it. Here's a little clip from that.
April 11th, I was having a bad headache, and I asked my boy for aspirin. So I asked my boy, I said, listen, I need a aspirin. Before I could get the aspirin, I went out. I don't remember 20 days. What they told me was that they took me to the first doctor, and that doctor just gave me a cortisone shot and sent me home. So they tell me my sister took me into the hospital, and this cool white boy, Dr. Schutte, cool white boy, they say he had on a Laker jersey, just cool as you know. But he told my sister some horrible news about her big brother. He said he's having a brain bleed that's led to a stroke. Damn. Me. Wow.
That's all I got? Spadil, you left me hanging!
He just goes on with this really long, meandering story, and just to get it to cut down, like, that was 50 seconds, and to get more on there, it would have been, like, 3 minutes.
No, I'm not yeah. coming against you. I'm just saying, like, this doesn't feel like a comedy special.
I know, no. It feels kind of dark.
He keeps trying to make jokes in it, and the audience just, like, is not laughing.
So are we supposed to buy into the fact that Jay-Z, or being Diddy, could have been a part of this?
I didn't get to that part. I watched about 15 minutes of it just so that we had this clip. But I have to watch the rest of it to see if he
Because he
about
actually
Diddy.
Says before I took the aspirin.
Yeah.
So nobody drugged him right then.
Right.
You know? Wow. And who's my boy?
Whoever his entourage is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if I want to watch it. I feel like I'm just going to be sad the entire time.
Me too. This feels like a documentary about what happened and not a comedy special.
Yeah, there's a lot of like very long silences where he's just kind of staring off and you can tell that he's like thinking about things. And it's just anytime he tries to make a joke, the audience did not really laugh at
it. How long is it?
About an hour.
The
What's
specials?
It on?
Yeah.
What's
Netflix.
It on?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. All right, well, yay! Wasn't that fun? I've never laughed so much in my life. Can't wait for this comedy special. Burp, burp, burp. All right, I was wrong. I want to tell you guys. Well, first of all, it was Forbes' fault. So the Kansas City movie from Hallmark has already come out. No, I'm going to say Forbes said it was going to come out Saturday. But anyway, I'm not mad at them. But it's already come out. The Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie has already come out. And you're going to be able to watch it again on Thursday, I believe. So let me play a little bit of this amazing movie because it has taken the number one spot on Hallmark for their Christmas movies.
No kidding.
Already. And it's just now debuted.
Well, it's a love story.
It is a love story.
I mean, how can you not love this?
Number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to midfield.
From Hallmark and the NFL.
Derek Taylor, Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy cow.
We are finalists for the Fan of the Year Award.
Comes a love story.
Hi.
That's a real Christmas game changer.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
You do?
Yeah, the lucky Christmas hat.
We only get to the Super Bowl if someone in our family wears the hat on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Do you not believe me?
I just need to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. You didn't have a hat.
No, but we were talking about it.
On November 30th.
We can all see there's something between you and Derek. Why do you keep fighting it?
It's not like Derek is just hanging out with us for fun. He's doing his job.
Tis the season.
Let's go, Chiefs!
To let fate call the plays.
Trust me on this one.
Guys, we kind of need the field now.
Holiday Touchdown,
man.
A Chiefs love story.
This is a must watch on Thursday.
My God, right?
I can't wait for Thursday.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. The Chiefs love story. Wow. And all she has to do is wear a hat to get some Christmas magic. Oh my God. Who knew? It overtakes, unfortunately, one of Schmidl's favorite. I didn't know you loved this movie so much.
Oh, dude, I don't know how you can go by a single Christmas without watching Merry Scottish Christmas. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah. I was reading to them, you know, the whole list of the top movies, and Merry Scottish Christmas has been number one on Hallmark's list every Christmas for a long time now.
No kidding.
Yeah. I guess Lacey and Scott, they're siblings, and they kind of didn't talk. And then they went to go see, like, their mom in Scotland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a little bit of it. Oh!
That's one way to slay a Christmas song.
This brother-sister reunion will unwrap a family secret of royal proportions.
Mom, are you a duchess?
Well, I suppose it's time you learned the truth.
I feel like I am in the middle of some fairy tale.
There's something about this place.
This is the best Christmas I've had in a long time.
A Merry Scottish Christmas on Hallmark.
Oh.
They must be so mad about Kansas City. Overtaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess coming in third, I don't have the audio, but was A Biltmore Christmas. Yeah. So I'm sure that's good.
Look,
too.
When you're second place to the Chiefs' love story,
right?
That's not a bad place to be. You got to suck it up. All
I
right?
know, but they've owned it for years.
I know, Jamie, but they had no idea this love story was coming along. Okay, it caught them off guard.
They're just so sad. Oh my God. So I think it was. I forget what day it was. Like Saturday, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Saturday, I think. That's when I was doing all the lights outside, you know, the crazy ones. And so I would come in and, like, get another extension cord or whatever. I did not know there were three Santa Clauses.
Oh, yeah, the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen?
And he's got a series on Disney Plus that's two seasons so far.
So I come in, and they're in the park, that Central Park, right? And they've lost that little jetpack or whatever. So that was sad. And then I go back out. I'm doing all the trees. I come back in, and now all of a sudden Tim Allen has a double that's taken over Toyland.
Yeah, the evil double, yeah.
Shoot, that looked bad.
No
guys,
kidding.
No joke right there.
We're still on number one at my house. I can't wait. Man, I'm writing all these down,
yeah.
Man. I've got the Kansas City Christmas.
Yeah.
I got a Scottish Christmas.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of more Santa Claus movies. Man.
Don't forget the Biltmore Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Biltmore.
And then I came back in, and it's like, are you still watching? Because now we got some other...
It's been 7 hours. Are you still there?
Like, wow, Tim Allen is making too many Santa Claus movies. There's only three, right?
Yeah, there's only three, yeah. But there's okay. two seasons of the Santa Claus series.
What does that mean?
And that's on Disney
Plus. It's on Disney Plus, yes. Yeah. But it's like a TV show.
It's like 8 episodes a season, yeah.
Ew.
And it goes more into depth, like how he's going to retire from being Santa Claus and all this stuff.
I know Santa way can't too much retire.
About it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's going to, like, pass the baton.
Yeah, they have this whole thing where the Santa moves every time.
It's you've like watched magic. It?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love Santa Claus.
You've watched that series, movie. So you know, start to finish. Everything.
Yeah. Hmm. I love the original Santa Claus movie, too. It's really good. Yeah.
Jamie, you're so dumb. A Merry Scottish Christmas just came out last year. Well, what the hell? This Forbes magazine could be more wrong. Here's what I'm learning, friends. Do not get... Well, it makes sense. Forbes is known for money, investment. They're not into Hallmark Christmas.
They don't care about Hallmark.
Yeah, I'm going to write the editor and go, dude, stick with what Forbes knows because you do not know the Hallmark channel, okay? My God. I'm never getting my information from them again. I apologize one more time. My gosh. All right, 50 Cent is calling for Jay-Z to lose the NFL Super Bowl deal. We'll see what happens with this in case you were under a rock. Jay-Z now is part of the P. Diddy case. There's a third, well, she's like 31 now, but she was 13. She said stuff and it was bad. You know, if we look at Rihanna, she was 16 and he was 30 when she signed a deal. Beyonce was pretty young too, so there is a, I guess the word would be propensity to like the younger.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see what unravels with this, the whole thing.
Now, is he outside, because I didn't see this, is he outside the statute of limitations on this? As far as it being criminal? Has anybody read that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've read several stories about this, but I haven't seen that yet. Because, I mean, if this is true and it can be proven, and he's not, then he's going to jail for this.
I'm seeing that the lawsuit is a civil lawsuit. So
yeah, I know
it's
that.
Not criminal.
So it's not criminal. Yeah.
Right, right.
But it will ruin him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
And it should.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. All right, Morgan Wallen, speaking of criminal cases, Morgan Wallen's lead chair throwing case is going to be heard by a grand jury. Woo! Wallen faces 4 charges related to his, throwing of a chair. That was kind of dumb, Morgan.
Oh, like, extremely dumb. Yeah. And I think they're going to throw the book at him because they want to make an example of him.
Yeah. He was arrested on April 7th by the Metro Nashville Police Department for throwing a chair off the roof of Eric Church's bar and down to the ground. He's lucky nobody was killed.
I mean, it landed, a couple feet away from a cop?
Right?
So, yeah, that could have been real
bad.
Oh,
my God. Let's see here. It says that reckless endangerment charges are felonies, disorderly conduct charges is a misdemeanor. So they're going to appear in court today, Tuesday? Today is Wednesday. No, today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Jeez, oh, pizza, you guys. I'm telling you, Christmas is... Does anybody else have brain fog Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, it is overwhelming. I'm having the craziest dreams of like, oh my God, I caught the house on fire with the Christmas lights. Oh my God, I forgot to buy this. I forgot what it was, but something about like, I had a cat that tore open all the presents. I don't have a cat.
You don't have a cat.
No.
You don't have presents either.
I think it's so stressful. This time of year is just so stressful.
I agree.
You get in your own head and you're just
and
like,
it's building every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Every
it is.
Day it's getting worse.
It's a true story. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet track.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.